For joining me today. I am Mindy McNeil. So I am joined in studio by Pastor Jeff Knost, and he is here to talk about the Denver Feed a Family Foundation, and they are going to be distributing Thanksgiving baskets to Denver area families. Mm. Now, that is going to be happening on Saturday, November 17th. It's going to start at 9 a.m. Is that correct, Pastor Jeff?
That is correct.
Okay, great. Now, your church is the Epworth United Methodist Church?
That is correct, yes.
Over on 3401 High Street.
Yes.
All right. It's that time of year. It's the season. You mm-hmm. know, we're going into Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything else. And so you all have been doing this for a while, or continuing Daddy Bruce's legacy? Or
And the one thing is, it's the Denver Feed a Family in honor of Daddy Bruce Randolph, because he's the one who started it back in Thanksgiving Day 1964.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He had a barbecue restaurant, and he just cared about the people, and he began feeding people at Thanksgiving time to the community for free. And he did it out of his own restaurants, out of his own supplies. And he did it up until, I think, 1994, when he passed away. And we've continued to carry on the legacy. We don't feed people a dinner, a pre-cooked dinner. We give them a basket of about 45 pounds. It has enough to feed, depending on how hungry, and it will say from 4 to 8 people.
Okay.
And it gives them a complete Thanksgiving dinner. And we've been doing this, will be 14 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we've probably passed out about 80,000 baskets and fed probably close to, guesstimate, 500,000 people in the last 14 years.
And that's a great resource, you mm-hmm. know, because especially I think, you know, you think about during, like right now, I love like autumn, fall and autumn. Those are, you know, that's my favorite, you know, that's my favorite season. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, you know, but you think about it and it can be one of the best times, but it can be one of the loneliest times as well.
Right. It is just one meal in a year, but sometimes it can take some stress or relief or some pressure off a family who's, you know, maybe struggling to have a full Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, there was something that I heard. It says the populations that are most affected by food insecurity in our state are mm-hmm. seniors, families, children, and veterans. What is food insecurity?
They have to choose, do I buy food or do I get my medicine? Do I get my gas? Because the cost of living in Denver is challenging. The last I heard it, 25% of the people in Colorado are going week to week whether they can meet their rent or not. And sometimes the elderly have to choose between, do I get my medicine or do I get food? And that's not good. So we're here to hopefully make a difference.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, and it's so funny because we were talking, some of us during our staff meeting, we were talking one time and we were talking about how it used to be when the Broncos were on, whether it was, you know, mm-hmm. on a Sunday or, you know, or even a Monday night, you could drive down I-25, you could roll a bowling ball down I-25 and nobody's on there. But it's changed so much with so many people moving in, mm-hmm. You know, people are holding onto their home teams when they move in, different things like that. So, you know, people are not the big Broncos fans, you know, or the state's not, you know, overrun. But I guess my thing in that is, you know, because of so many people moving in, is that what is seeing an increase then in like maybe like the homelessness or the need for food or the food insecurity?
What I judge is we have a food bank that's open every week.
Okay.
And before it was mainly the elderly and a lot of minority people came who were struggling. But now the diversity, we have people, the elderly, minority, vets, all races, all colors come in, single parents, mm. just trying to make ends meet. And so we stay open 2 days a week. And we filled up this morning and ran out of food at 2:30 when we shut down.
Wow. So let me ask you this then. So you all are focusing on feeding 5,000 families. So does that mean 5,000 baskets are available?
That's 5,000 baskets, approximately 300,000 pounds of food, oh. and none of it's donated.
Oh.
We have to raise funds to get this. I mean, there are some small donations, but 90 to 95% of it we have to purchase.
Yeah, because I think it was the Denver Feed a Family Foundation. You started a fundraising drive in the month of October. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
That's right. And so, we're trying to raise funds. It's a challenge because there's so many needs, and it's an election year, and a lot of money's going to campaigns. Mm-hmm. there's a lot of money going to housing. There's a lot of money out going to different areas. So the it's a challenge to raise money, and we're doing our best to make sure that we can meet the needs of the 5,000 baskets.
Okay, and so is this how do you all get some of your funding? Is it word of mouth, donations, members of your congregation, people in the community?
Well, it's pretty much it's become Denver Feed a Family, so we have donations throughout the city.
Okay.
We have businesses that donate. We have some corporations that donate. Some political people have helped us raise money. It started as a small grassroots type situation, but it's Denver's kind of much adopted this as this is our chance to make a difference.
Okay.
And so we have donations from the basket costs about $30. So we have donations coming in at $25, $30, $100, some even larger. And every donation is important.
So, okay, so I know that you all are, you know, the donations really help out a lot, but I also know, too, you need volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that something year-round? Because I know right now, I think you're looking for, what, about 1,000 volunteers to help out that day?
Between 800 to 1,000 volunteers,
okay.
Yes, throughout that week. And mainly, most of them come on Friday to Saturday because that's when it starts. We shut the streets down at 6 o'clock Friday night.
Uh-huh.
The semis back in. We unload it. We set it up. We put the boxes together. We put them in the boxes. We distribute it, and then we put it down. And we have a company that donates their street sweepers, and they come by and sweep the street up at 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and it's all clean.
It's all done, back to new, brand new.
You can hardly tell that something went on.
Okay.
For the last 24 hours, there's been a lot of people just working very, very hard.
You know, let's say I'm listening to this and I'm like, okay, this is something that I want to take part of. You
mm-hmm.
know, I need to feed my spouse and my children. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm a man listening. I want to take care of my wife and my children. I'm a single parent, single mom. How do I go about this? Because I know that there's a registration. It's got to be done by November 5th.
Probably before that.
Before November 5th. Okay.
Because we'll make our quota. We don't want to be like the airlines and overbook and don't be able to serve people. But
okay.
Probably within the next two and a half weeks, we'll fill up the 5,000 nominations. And the way you do that is you go to denverfeedafamily.org or Epworth Foundation, click on Thanksgiving, and you'll find three links. One is to volunteer, and
mm-hmm.
you can sign up. One is to donate, and all donations we receive. And one is to nominate. And nominate means a family, and it's very, very simple. Type it in and submit it.
Now, as far as donations, I know we were just talking about the money that you are looking to raise, $200,000. But let's just say, you know, I own my own store, or I work someplace and I can give 10 turkeys. Would you all take food as well, or is it just the cash donation, or both? Or
both.
Okay.
If somebody had 10 turkeys, we'd find a way to make an extra 10 baskets.
Okay.
We might not have all the supply, all the extras to go with it because we get 5,000 of each item.
Okay.
But we'll find a way, and other people will donate. We'll find a way to get at least a turkey to a family. Last year, we did 6,500 because the funding was there, but there were still some people missed, and we had people donate, so we went and bought gift cards to Walmart and gave them a $25 gift card, which is about comparable to get a basket. We did that mainly went to some of the elderly and disabled that missed it. So we do our best to reach as many people as we can.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask. What if I missed registration, I couldn't get in, and then I just show up? I mean, am I turned away in that sense? Or
what it is, we'll distribute baskets to all that we've committed, and they'll have, and if there's any left over, for some reason, some people don't show up.
Okay.
And what's ever left over, at 2 o'clock that afternoon, we distribute what's left, because we don't want a single basket left, single box. We want everybody. Now we can't guarantee that everybody standing there will get a basket,
mm-hmm.
but they'll line up and they'll get a number according to how they signed up that day.
Okay.
And at 2 o'clock, we'll pass out what's left.
Now, how do you qualify? Is there like a screening process? Because I mean, and I say this because there are some people who do like to take advantage of certain things, you know, and there are people who are justifiably in need.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you all determine, or do you just by faith or trusting? Or
we'll never be able to eliminate those who are just taking advantage. That's just a fact, and we don't worry about that. We work with school social workers. We work with housing situations, elderly and disabled.
Mm-hmm.
We work with Denver Housing, Archdiocese, and we work with several churches. And they screen their clients. We know if they're going to go to a disability or a low-income housing, okay, that they qualify. But there are all those who we can, you can sign up online singly, and there's no way we can determine if they're, they qualify. We just have to trust that they need it, and that's the season we're in.
That's okay. That, yeah, because it is about giving, and you know,
it's about giving.
Yeah, and hopefully people have a good heart and mm-hmm. good intent. So the Epworth Foundation is for the good of the community. What is the Epworth Foundation?
The Epworth Foundation is the social justice arm of the Epworth United Methodist Church.
Okay.
It's not there to preach doctrine, disciple. It's there to reach the needs, the physical needs and the financial needs of the community. And it's a social justice arm. There's no qualification. If you need and we can help you, we'll help you. I don't care what your background is, who you are, mm-hmm. where you come from. It's that's the eligibility there.
Great. Pastor Jeff, I thank you so much. And now, once again, you said it's denverfeedafamily.org.
If right.
people want to register, is there a telephone number as well? Should they call the church?
I can call the church, and I can, if you want it, I can give it to you.
Yes, please.
303-296-6287.
And your church is located?
At 3401 High Street.
Great. Thank you. Is there anything else, though, before we're done that you'd like to impart or share?
If you don't have a computer, you can come by and we can sign you up there at the church.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so that's great because I know some people don't, you know, some groups just don't have access to internet.
We have a lot of elderly people who say, I don't know how to use a computer. I don't have a computer. So they come to the church and we sign them up right there.
Is there a good time or should they call first before they just come down?
The best times is between Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between 10 and 2. That's the best time. We have most volunteers. We'll be ramping up next week with more volunteers, but those are guaranteed times when you come in. You can also take part in our food bank, whatever we have.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody just make sure you get registered before November 5th.
So right.
You want to have registration done before then, but it will be happening on Saturday, November 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at the corner of Bruce Randolph and High Streets in Denver.
That's correct. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it. Have a wonderful day.